As coronavirus shutdowns halt commerce across the U.S., low-wage workers, many of whom live paycheck to paycheck, are being quickly stung. The affected jobs, by their nature, often require broad personal contact, such as running a cash register. That substantially raises the risk of infection. Eric Morath, economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal, says many such workers also hold positions most vulnerable to quick job cuts and pay cuts, especially in service industries. Eric, what have you found?
Folks that are these lower wage workers, thinking about people at restaurants, hotels, the mall, retailers, they're really in a bind. They, you know, if they're working, you know, they're exposed potentially to this virus in a way that someone like me who's working from home is not. They don't necessarily have sick days to take off if they're not feeling well. And then on top of that, they're probably the most likely to be the first laid off as part of what appears to be an economic downturn due to the virus.
Yeah. All right. So you cited a couple of examples, including that pawn shop worker with diabetes. I think he was in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he said, hey, this is my livelihood. This is how I pay my bills. As long as they're going to allow the shop to be open and he's can work, you know, he's going to be there to do that. But he talked about, you know, he's got to shake hands. He's got to help customers, you know, check out objects. I mean, it's really hand-to-hand contact. And, you know, that's putting him at risk. But the risk if he doesn't come to work is he can't pay his rent.
Yeah, he fit right in. As did many of the others in your story, that job contagion graph that you put together, which really was interesting. It showed those who are face-to-face or doing hand-to-hand contact, like you said, seem to be at the highest risk.
Yeah, you know, that really stood out to me. I mean, of course, those that are in the medical profession are probably at the highest risk, but it really stood out that people that made between $20,000 and $30,000 a year we're so much more likely to be working within arm's reach of someone else than people that earned, you know, $40,000, $50,000 or more, more likely to be in offices, more likely to be separated, even like a manufacturing or construction worker that earns a little bit more. You know, they may not necessarily need to be touching another person. Hard to avoid that if you're a cashier.
We're speaking with Eric Morath, economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called Low-Wage Workers Face Brunt of Coronavirus Crisis. There was also this caterer and bartender in Texas. And what jumped out to me was he was thinking about unemployment benefits, but doesn't think he's eligible because he's self-employed.
Right, right. So the unemployment system in America, a lot of people don't quite realize this, is it's an insurance system. So your employer, if you're, you know, if you're doing your taxes and you get a W-2, that your employer is paying into the system. He doesn't have an employer. He is a self-employed caterer, mostly works by himself, hosts like dinner parties at people's homes, or he works as like a fill-in bartender. In both cases, no one was paying into the system for him, so he, at this point, can't tap the benefits. There's talk in Congress of changing that so that he can, but of course, then the question is who's going to pay for it, because no one has paid into the system on his behalf.
Wow. All right. So, as you point out, too, you got the old LIFO in place here, last in, first out for a lot of workers. Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Yeah, so as we've talked about before, who has really been benefiting from this economy the last couple of years, having this long stretch of low unemployment, is folks at the lower end of the spectrum, people who maybe didn't even complete high school, people that are working these lower wage jobs, which disproportionately are African Americans and Latino Americans. Those folks are going to be the first to lose their jobs, and that really stings, and it's actually different than other financial crises, because like when you start in the housing sector or the financial sector, you know, it took a bit to trickle down to the man on the street, the man at the fast food restaurant. It's going to start at the fast food restaurant this time.
Mm. I think it was somebody in Washington State you quoted who was kind of losing hours seemingly by the shift. And that person had a roommate who like always worked online. And the quote was, yeah, well, my roommate who works online thinks, you know, coronavirus is nothing but like a news headline flashing across the screen. It was nothing for a worker like that.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely an odd dichotomy, because, you know, there's plenty of people that have an ability, like a computer programmer, maybe an accountant, something like that, that have the ability to work from home and have been told to stay home by their employers. And, you know, it's obviously they're inconvenienced, but they're actually safer, and they're still getting their paychecks.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Marath, economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.